You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
Now, they're saying I should think stuff. They're saying
something is wrong with me.
To be so cynical.
Practice.
Welcome to another edition of Positive Cynicism. I am your host, Chad Smart. This episode is a little different. I had recorded a full podcast, and when I was done, I really wasn't happy with the way it turned out. I had changed topics a few times during the week, and I had ended up going with another political rant, looking at the confirmation hearings that have been happening and the Betsy DeVos situation and the way Donald Trump's petty tweetingness is damaging his reputation. After it was all said and done, I felt it was very disjointed and there was a lot of repetition from things that I had said in the first episode. So I decided to scrap it. There was no reason to inflict it onto any potential listener. And because I had missed my self-imposed recording deadline, I didn't have time to flesh out another topic. So what I decided to do is make this episode the random question episode. Random question that I got for this episode was actually a deep enough question to make its own episode. The question that I was asked was, how do we get people to come together and talk? And I think that's something that is really important in today's society. And I think it's something that seems to be overlooked. How do we get people with different ideologies to come together, not only talk, but listen? Talking is the easy part for most people. It's the listening that I don't think a lot of us want to do. Because when you listen, you're going to hear things you don't like. And if you're actually listening to hear, not just listening to listen to know when it's your turn to talk, but to actually hear what the other person is saying, you have to then process that information and be willing to admit that maybe your opinion is wrong or your opinion is unfounded. You have to be willing to admit that your opinion may not be completely 100% correct. It may not be wrong. It may just be different. And then you have to be willing to talk and discuss and figure out how you settle those differences. Is there gray space that both opinions can reside in? Even people who may share the same opinions have different backgrounds, have different reasons for how they came to that opinion. The question isn't about differences, though. It's how do we get people to talk? And I've been thinking about it, and I don't know, because I would say probably 90 to 95% of people that I interact with on a weekly basis do not share my opinions, or at least the majority of my opinions. I am still friends with them. I still think they are good people, and I hope that they think the same of me, because it's these deeper issues that we don't really talk about. We connect more on a, I don't want to say superficial level, but we focus on the things that we have in common as opposed to the ones that are different. How do you discuss these differences, though? How do you listen? How do you come together and talk? I wish I had an answer. One, it would make talking in circles like I've been doing for the last 5 minutes unnecessary. But it also might actually help with our society. Because right now it just seems that everyone is so... Right now it seems when it comes to opinions, you're either extremely left or extremely right. And I don't mean that so much with political overtone. I just mean that there's no middle ground. Everything has to be to an extreme. I don't know how we come together and talk. I think it needs to be done. And maybe it's just as simple as going up to a friend and saying, let's talk. And I think it should be that simple. But if you're going to talk, you have to be willing to listen. And that's the harder part. That's the part that will make the difference. Talking, we can talk all day. It's not going to change anything. It's the listening that has to take place. So, loyal listeners, new listeners, my mom, because hopefully she's listening and supporting me. Go out this week and talk to somebody. But don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. There's enough negativity in this world. We don't need to add to it. Spread positivity. But I wonder what would happen if we actually listened to each other and actually listened. So I encourage you this week, listen to someone, friend, neighbor, coworker. And if the person shares your opinions, go find somebody that doesn't. Go find someone that is different than you and talk to them. And as always, do something. Question everything.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.